I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States for the latest from the markets. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
And I suppose the big headline of the day is the latest inflation number from your side of the pond, the CPI numbers. And they were as expected.
Yes, so today's CPI number came in pretty much in line with expectations on both the headline and core CPI front. If anything, core CPI was maybe just a little bit softer than expected, but for the most part, we did see an inflation print that was not too hot, not too cold. And the market so far generally likes it. We have the S&P 500 and NASDAQ higher here today, up by 0.5% and 1% respectively. Meanwhile, the dollar index is softer following this print after a pretty good size drop here, or initial pop, and then dropping here lower. I think what this does here, given context of what we saw last week, which was a round of softer jobs data, the dollar is a little bit softer on this inflation print because this doesn't actually give us enough ammunition, if you will, to justify further rate hikes than we previously had been anticipating. We can also see that in the yields world. If we're looking at the bond market, the 10-year yield is lower today by 0.77%. The 2-year yield is also down 1.1%, and the 20 and 30 are also down 0.6% and 0.5% respectively. So at the time of recording this, the market seems to be taking this as a bit of a docile, not too threatening inflation report. The dollar index is also off of its highs that we've seen here in the last few months. In June, it went as high as 101.8 and now has moved back down underneath the 100 on, again, this is the DXY. And so when we look at that, we say, okay, well, overall, inflation is moderating. If we think about the previous number, which was, as we spoke earlier about, we had the inflation print come in line with expectations, but previous number for CPI was at 3.5%. And core CPI, which came in at 2.5% today, previously was at 2.6%. So despite everything that's gone on in the Middle East and the conflict and the uncertainty about oil prices and what's gone on in the month of July, it's impressive here that inflation is not actually, you know, much sharply higher than expected. I think that's what the market was fearful of. And I think things would have been very different today if you had seen an inflation report that was sharply higher than expected. If you had a 2.7 on core CPI and a 3.6% on CPI, then people might be worried, okay, the Fed's going to have to do something about inflation. But given, as we said, a softer read on the jobs market, the last two NFP reports were significant misses. And last Friday, when we saw the non-farm payroll, that actually missed by 108,000 jobs versus expectations, approximately. You look at that and you say, okay, the Fed's not going to be in a huge rush to hike interest rates if inflation is not too hot and the jobs market is showing some weakness. I actually think that right now you're starting to see the focus of the Federal Reserve likely shift more in the direction of being a focus on both inflation and labor statistics, as opposed to the last 6 months or so has been much more focused on inflation, which had been rising. Now, of course, there's a wild card in here, which is if the conflict in the Middle East rages on and you know, in some way becomes more problematic and oil prices spike higher, then certainly you could have some more inflation worries that start to drag on, you know, the markets and assume basically the idea of interest rates potentially needing to go higher. But right now, it seems like if we're just kind of reading the tea leaves out there, that the Middle East conflict, while it continues to be unresolved, there seems to be an effort from the White House to find exit ramps where there is them, like they're looking for an opportunity to exit the theater. So we'll see what happens on that front. But that, at least if we're looking at oil prices, that's where I'm kind of justifying this thought process, is we have had lower highs in oil really since March. If you're looking at, you know, on a daily chart perspective for listeners, if you kind of draw a trend line across the top end of price, we've had this lower high theme for several months in a row when looking at commodity prices like oil. Meanwhile, today, we also see a sharp rise in the price of gold. Gold is up to its highest level since, well, I'm going to have to check here, June 5th of this year. So it has been in a very persistent downtrend for most of 2026, and now stubbornly rallying back here with the inflation report today coming in line with expectations, mixed in with a softer jobs print. It seems like precious metals are sniffing out the idea that the Fed is going to be capped on how much they can really interest rate hike from here. Now, of course, the complication comes when you look at yields, which are still generally trending higher. If you're looking at the two-year yield on a daily chart, we are much, much higher from where we started out with this geopolitical conflict in the Middle East. But at the same time, you have a situation where gold is thinking, okay, you have a potential for massive government spending, as always. That's always kind of been the theme and thesis for a lot of precious metals bulls, is the worry about national debts, et cetera. But now you have a situation where the worst case scenario, arguably, for gold in recent months has been mapped out as the Fed's going to hike rates, it's going to be problematic, and it's going to dramatically change. Well, let's think about where gold has been. We've dropped almost at one point 29.5% or so percent from the all-time highs in precious metals, or in gold spot price, to the low point that we were at early July, maybe late June. We've rallied back because now it seems like the rate hike story is losing some steam. And I think that that is worth keeping a close eye on. The other thing that we would offer as maybe evidence to that is that oil prices have not blown out to $200 per barrel as many traders, investors had feared. Higher oil prices, as we've discussed, could be inflationary, which higher inflation could put the Fed on a rate hiking cycle. And it just has not materialized in that way. So I think that that is arguably a factor here as to why gold continues to show some resiliency in the face of everything going on. Now, I do also just want to dive deeper for a moment on this report, this morning's in line with expectation CPI report. Why isn't that causing more, it's still a 3.4% inflation print. That is still well off the Fed's mandate of getting down to 2% targets. But I think what matters here and what listeners have to kind of contemplate here with the inflation report is that while 3.4% is not 2%, it is still not breaking expectations significantly higher. And I think that that is a huge component and that context when considering economic growth, which if we list out some variables here, I'm just going to go through here. Economic growth came in at 1.5% versus 2.1% expected. That was a weaker GDP growth factor. Services PMIs came in at 54.1 versus 54.5 expected. Consumer confidence is lower than expected at 90.8 versus 92.4. So a couple of our growth metrics have been softer than expected. And as we mentioned, the jobs report came in soft, missed significantly there. JOLTS job openings came in soft and ADP numbers came in soft. I'm pointing these figures out because when you take into consideration context here, which the Fed has to do since they have a dual mandate of focusing on both maximum employment and inflation or prices, price stability, as they say, I think that it caps the potential for rate hikes. That's my thought and opinion on it. So, of course, we'll see how things play out. But today's overall report was modestly softer for the U.S. dollar and continues to sort of push back, I think, the probability that we are going to see multiple rate hikes by end of year. Maybe we see one, but the question now becomes, is this a sustainable kind of de-escalation in terms of that rate hike story?
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Nick, for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
Thanks, Johnny. Speak to you next time.